Triple M and The Drive Home. Tuesdays, we talk technology. And man, there's a few things going on this week. If you want to read about them, if you want to see all of the articles and everything, EFTM.com. This man, Trevor Long. How are you, son?
Very well, very well.
I think we're all doing better than Elon Musk. What a mess.
I think he's in his element.
Do you reckon?
I think he's, I think he is. He's creating destruction that is creating attention. All eyes are on Twitter. Twitter usage has never been so high. He's just got to monetize it and get it right. Mm. I think it's weird. He's very, very fast to say what he wants to do without consulting with anyone. But why should he have to? He's the owner, right? Mm,
yep.
And he's making policy on the run. I think that once it irons itself out and they find the final form, it'll be interesting. But it's just a fun train wreck to watch right now. You know, you've got Kanye West back on there. They've reactivated Donald Trump's account, but Donald hasn't logged on or tweeted yet.
Mm.
But as soon as he realizes he won't get the votes with his own social media platform, he'll be back. He'll be tweeting.
Mm. Everything old is new again. Can I let you into a little secret here? I just said to Trevor offline, I said, mate, maybe we could talk about alternatives to Twitter. And Trevor said, get off and get a life.
Just seriously, like if I wish I was off it. You know, even if it's just 20 minutes a day that I lose, just checking it or looking at it, 20 minutes of my life, I'm never going to get back. Yep. So don't, if you do choose to get off it, don't replace it with anything else. Just read a book.
Just go. Get out. Do something. Get into the sunshine or some such thing. Now, Black Friday, we're seeing these ads all over the place. And we're talking about it this morning at the studio with a couple of the guys. Black Friday specials. What's this all about? But moreover, what can you lead us to that's going to get us a good deal?
Yeah, I think the key thing we've got to know is it's this Friday. It wasn't last Friday. People get confused because it gets marketed for so long.
Mm.
It's actually a Thanksgiving kind of sales event. It's the day after Thanksgiving in the same way that our Boxing Day sales are the day after Christmas. And it's because in America, the shops would be deserted on that Friday because no one was shopping. They were just with their family and friends and enjoying an extra long weekend. So they created this sales event to get people back to store. And we're doing that here in Australia now as well. There are plenty of deals online and in stores. Wednesday, Thursday, it'll heat up. Friday is the big day. Friday, there's lots of specials already, but Friday there'll be specials that drop on that given day. I've seen like $1,500 off TVs at JB's. LG's looking at deals on their OLEDs. So there are some cracking deals. JBL has some good deals on headphones and speakers. So, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're looking for yourself or for Christmas, it's a good time to shop. It really is.
Yeah, get in for Chrissy shopping while you can. Now, the cyber attacks. Medibank has been back in the news again, and you've got an interesting note here saying, should we now look to government to set in place protection for we mere mortals from identity fraud and credit risk? Is that actually possible?
I think it is. I think it's really simple. I've put up what I would say is a 6-point policy plan for them if they want to read it and use it, but two of those points are critical. One, you block people's credit from being used unless that person, i.e. me, turns on my credit. So I might log into MyGov and say, I want to be able to have access to credit right now. And so when I apply for a credit card or a loan, it allows it to be applied for. But if I've turned it off and it's off by default, no one can scam money out of me. No one can steal my identity. And in terms of identity, all these passport numbers, license numbers, and everything we're handing over, stop it. Let's embrace a digital ID. MyGovID is a great and very secure app. When I'm signing up for a mobile plan, when I'm signing up for anything, I should be asked for my digital ID, which would be a token. It would be a QR code, which would simply validate to that business or person that I am a real person. And that's all they need to know.
Mm.
I am over 18. I am the person I've said I am. They shouldn't be keeping any of that information on file, and I think this would help it. So those, along with fines, penalties, and regulations, I think could be huge.
There's already been some fines handed out for cyber breaches in the past, hasn't there? But have they been any sort of a deterrent?
Oh, the fines for Medibank and Optus will be $2.1 million.
Mm.
Now, it'll cost their businesses more than that just in drama, but it needs to be a bigger disincentive. It should be $50 million so that a business is going to weigh up the $1 million that their IT team want to invest in cybersecurity and go, yeah, I think it's worth it because otherwise we might get fined $50 million. So, We've got to have a rolling inspections of these companies too. So, yeah, I believe there's a whole of government policy approach that needs to be taken here. And I think now's the time. There's a mandate for it. The government would absolutely pass anything because you know, people are upset and concerned by it all.
Mm. And very scared anytime someone sends a message or something like, is this real? Is this a fake? It's, yeah, it's the 21st century personified, really, isn't it? Very ugly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mate, thank you so much. Now, once again, or the articles, and there's a ton more at EFTM.com. You can have a look online. Next week, we'll catch up. That'll be the last one for the year. Stop that cheering. But for now, thank you, Trevor Long. You have a good night.
Cheers, buddy.
Take care. This is The Drive Home on Triple M.